Well, good day to you everyone. This is Noor and welcome to today's video. In today's video, we are going to talk about one of the most critical points when it comes to building a beautiful and likable brand. So, today question is from student, one of my students on Udemy, and the question is this: how can I make my brand likable? And the answer of this question would be very simple. How can you make a human likable? It is the same way of how you can make a brand likable as well. Think of yourself as a person. How can you become likable to other people? Think about it. How can you make people like you? Well, the first thing, I think you have to give them what it is that they want, right? That's the first thing. The second thing, that you have to give it in a nice way. The third thing, that you have always to praise them. And the fourth thing that you have to do is that you have always need to give them a pleasant experience. You should always wow them and you should always make them feel happy when they are with you. It's the same with your business. The first thing that you have, you need to have a unique product. And if you go on Instagram and search for the most Instagrammable product, you will find a lot of unique product. This product will attract your customer to your brand. So that's the first thing in order to attract the customer. The second thing that you have to do is that you need to deliver a great customer experience. So many people, they get confused between customer service and customer experience. All right, so if you come to my store and say, you see, Noor, I bought this product from your brand, it doesn't work out. So I can tell you, all right, so I will take it and I will change it. But that's a good customer service. But is that an amazing customer experience? Of course not. It's robotic. Okay, this is bad. All right. Can I change it? Yes. Will you change it? Yes. Please give me your phone numbers and I will change it for you. You see, it's robotics. But if you are nice and you're funny and you like to talk to people and say, hello and welcome to our store. How can I help you today? Well, I have something problem with this. Whoa. What kind of problem would you have right now? You look at it and, well, I have blah, 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 blah. Don't worry about it. We're going to fix it for you. Okay? Our brand, first priority is to make you happy. Okay, so fix it for me. With my pleasure. No worries, sir. It's going to be fixed in 5 minutes. See, and then you give them, I wish you to have a wonderful day, sir. Have a nice day. Bye-bye. See, that more pleasant experience. The guy would go out of that store and say, okay, I was angry, I was upset, I was rude, and these people were nice to me. Okay? So there's a difference between customer experience and customer service. And you need to deliver a great customer experience and outstanding customer service. So when the customer comes to your store and say, this doesn't work out, you don't say, yeah, we only offer 14 days return policy. No. Of course, sir. This is not working out. Let me see it. Why it's not working out. All right? This is our mistake, sir. We are going to fix it for you. That's a different attitude. Even if you are wrong. Because the goal, guy, is to understand one thing. You want to become likable. And you don't judge the customer when you want to become likable. You do not make the customer feel they are wrong if you want to become likable. And you may tell me, Noor, why do I want to become likable? Why do I care? Because, guys, I want to make it simple for you, and I want to make it very straightforward for you. Your customer is the person who puts food on your table and on your family's table. And right now, a lot of large brands, mega brands, such as Starbucks and McDonald's and Pizza Hut, Amazon, they work so hard on making the customer happy, and they compete on price. Therefore, if you do not deliver an excellent customer experience, an excellent product, and an excellent customer service, there is no more reason for the customer to buy from your brand or from your business. Now, don't tell me that customer will support a small business. A customer does not give a damn about a small business. A customer gives a damn about one thing and one thing only. The business that can serve them the better, the best, and can make them happy, satisfied, okay? That's critical for you to understand. Therefore, you must become likable. You must praise the customer. You must give them a great customer experience. You must make them feel happy. You must make them say, wow, that's amazing. I'm going to share it. Once you do that, my friend, you become a likable brand. And once you become likable, it's not a matter of competing on price anymore. It's a matter of that the customer cannot change this brand because they love it and because it treats them the best. And that how you make your customer love your brand, and that's how you can become a lovable brand. So when you build a business, the most important thing is not your Facebook advertising. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. It's not your YouTube channel. Mm-mm-mm-mm. It's your great product quality. It's your customer experience, and it's your customer service. Get them right and you get a likable brand. Get them wrong, it's finished for you. Okay, it's game over. It doesn't matter how awesome or how much you spend on your advertising. It's not going to work for you. All right? That's how you can make your brand likable. Just think of it as a person. How can I become a likable person? And how can I make my customer fall in love with my brand? If you are a person who does not have the right mindset and the right mood to make people like you, then you are not the right person to be the face of the brand or the brand or the brand strategist. That should not be you. Give it to someone who knows how to communicate with people and know how to make them happy and fall in love with a brand. Period. Okay? That's going to be your answer, and I will see you in the next question. Take care for now. This is Noor, and always with all love. Bye-bye.